Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I hope you have had an amazing Thursday. We're coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is what we call halftime of the show, because the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer in New York holding it down tonight. His name is Jack Stern. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you're listening there, good for you. You're smarter than everybody. So ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Boom. Pops right on up. We've been hanging out for 2 hours already. Thank you so much to Joe Varden from The Athletic for coming through. Talk basketball with us last hour. We talked about Dallas and the Timberwolves. They get going in about an hour. Might be curtains for the Timberwolves tonight. Could be curtains for the NBA on TNT. This could be their last televised game for the night. They're covering the Western Conference Finals. Could end tonight. We talked about the end of Jorge Lopez on the New York Mets. Could be done for him there. Pretty sad. The man stunk, got ejected from a game, stood in front of his locker, said that he is either the worst teammate or on the worst team in Major League Baseball, and that the New York Mets could do whatever they want. Well, they cut him. You asked for it, man. Let's be honest. It doesn't matter what you really say. The man sat around. Whether he wanted to be a good teammate, a bad teammate, he thought he was on the worst team. You're standing in front of a camera saying, they do what they want. I could be here or not. It's something that a kid says. I don't care what you do. I don't care. Anyway, a lot more to get into as we continue on. We found out what NFL team is going to be on Hard Knocks. That should be fun. It's going to be the Bears. We'll get into that. Oh, Scottie Scheffler, for whatever reason. I mean, they dropped all of his charges yesterday. And then we got word from his officer, the officer that tried to arrest him. Well, we got word from him. Why? I don't know. I guess everybody needs their 5 minutes of fame. Ty Lue got a new contract. We talked about wide receivers getting a new contract. So there's a lot for us to discuss. And, of course, next hour before we roll out, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. It'll be pretty fun. If you want to talk to me, it's simple. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I told you in about 30 minutes we're going to have the start of what I hope is the final game of the Western Conference Finals between the Dallas Mavericks and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves are going to fight and claw because I guess that's what Timberwolves do. And the Dallas Mavericks, well, they need to ride off into the sunset and go back to Dallas and relax. The storylines write themselves. Luka Doncic, 25 years old, going for his first NBA championship. Kyrie Irving returning back to Boston. And then for the Boston Celtics, let's just be real. And we talked to Joe Vardon about this. If Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown don't win a championship, do I think heads are going to roll? No. I don't think Joe Mazzulla is getting fired. Brad Stevens probably has one of the best jobs in sports. He is not getting fired. This man was smart enough to say, man, I ain't coaching. I'm going upstairs. Less stress. I'm the boss. I can hire. I can fire. Good for him. He's not going anywhere. Tatum's not going anywhere. Brown's not going anywhere. And Joe Vardon was accurate. If the Boston Celtics don't walk away with a championship, they are going to blame, he says, Tatum. Somehow Mazzulla will get blamed. Because that's what we do in the NBA. We blame the coaches. Especially a 35-year-old head coach who, quite frankly, I think from a public perception, not all that likable. It seems that people like him. Players like him. We've had Gary Washburn here from the Boston Globe and Hamill's back. We've had a lot of people here. People internally like Joe Mazzulla. But the public is something different. Joe Mazzulla apparently has gone to the Bill Belichick school of talking to the media. He doesn't like it. Doesn't want to. And so I think the first person that would be in line for a verbal tongue lashing or at least Twitter fingers would be Joe Mazzulla. Second in line for a lashing would be Tatum and then Brown. And this is a combination that a few years ago, I would have told you, yeah, break these two guys up. I mean, why do you need both of them here? But the fact is, these are very large athletic guards who can both score. Tatum is a scorer on a completely different level. And then despite the fact that Brown just won MVP in the Eastern Conference, people still going to make fun of his left hand. I still remember this dude in his, hate to say it, 8 turnovers in a closeout game in a game 7 against Miami last year. I remember all those shots he took last year that didn't fall. I remember him going 1 for 9 from 3. And last week, Tatum spoke to the media, and he pretty much earlier this week, I should say, when they closed things out to go to the finals. They're sweeping the Pacers. Jaylen Brown stood in front of the media, and he pretty much said, listen, people, like, I don't win anything. I don't expect to win anything. It's a little bit of a surprise. I mean, we've had conversations about whether or not Jaylen Brown is even likable. 27 years old. They're having conversations on television whether or not he's marketable. He's a know-it-all. He's not the friendliest dude. He's straight business. And nobody knows his personality, but I wouldn't care if I were him. Jaylen Brown has the richest contract currently in NBA history. $304 million. Because he ended up with one of those all-star, or excuse me, all-NBA last year. It worked out for him. I wouldn't care if I would like, but for whatever reason, he seems to care. And Tatum, on the other hand, is just so relaxed. He knows his payday is coming next. He's going to make more than Brown does. And there's so many conversations about whether or not they like each other and whether or not they get along. And now they got a Porzingis in the building now. Now they got a Drew Holiday in the building. Nobody talks about Derek White. This is a team that's actually better than they've been the past couple of seasons. This is a team that's better than the squad that went to the finals 2 years ago. Boston Celtics are looking for banner number 18. And if they don't get it, people can talk about whether or not Tatum and Brown get along and whether or not Tatum and Brown are friends. But the reality is, Boston is stuck with them. They're not blowing this up. It's not going to hell in a handbag. Boston and their fans are stuck with this roster. Hey, Jack, I got to ask you. If the series continues on as is, unless we get some type of massive upset, the first of its kind from the Timberwolves, would you give the Celtics the edge over these Mavericks?
You know, I would give the Celtics the edge over both teams. I don't see anyone, whether it be the Mavericks or the Timberwolves, being able to overcome the dynamic duo of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. That duo is too lethal. They're hungry. They're angry because they haven't won a championship together yet. And it just feels like they're the team of destiny this year, right? 62 wins, stomping over anyone and everyone who gets in their way in the postseason. And how do you possibly outscore them? Now, if you come out and play good defense, maybe you have a chance. But that's a team that's so explosive that they're going to be scoring 120 points a game. And I just don't see anyone from the West being able to stop them. I talked earlier about the youth movement, obviously, in Minnesota. Those spring chickens are not going to be able to deal with the big boys in Boston. No chance, especially with Boston having the home court advantage as well.
Yeah, well, we can throw the Timberwolves out of here. Not that you or I expect them to advance past this current round that they're in this moment. If the Minnesota Timberwolves were to advance into the finals, it'd be a mismatch. From an experience standpoint, it would take a hell of a lot. I think they'd go out shooting. They try. I think as hard as they played here in this round and every round that they've gone through, they would attempt. They're not going to lay down. I wouldn't count on it. And then when it comes to the Mavs, it'd be a much more competitive series between the Dallas Mavericks and the Boston Celtics. I just think it'd be a little closer. You know, Kristaps Porzingis is also a little bit of a wild card here. Can he come back and help? Yes, and absolutely. You know, being 7'2", being able to knock down a three and stretch the court, he's not much of a rebounder. Being able to lift up a 7'2" arm into the air and help alter a shot, these are all things that can come to the benefit of these Boston Celtics. Also, if Kristaps Porzingis comes back, let's be real. You're going to wait for the next time he gets hurt. Kristaps Porzingis is brittle. He's not built for basketball, not for a full season. I look at Kristaps Porzingis and I say to myself, the way he moves around, he ain't built for it. This man went for a dunk with the New York Knicks and tore his ACL. He is the greatest example of the bigger they are, the harder they fall. That's why I look at someone like Victor Wembanyama and I just say to myself, he's much more athletic than Porzingis. But the fact is, you hope that he holds up. And so, yeah, Porzingis, I don't know. Maybe if he comes back, which he is, I expect him to come back. I think everybody does. Is that going to be a benefit for the Celtics or is it going to be to their detriment to try to kind of jam him back into the offense, which has basically been humming? If Porzingis is out there, I'll give them an edge because I think they'll babysit Porzingis just to have him around. I don't think they're going to throw him into the pool and just say, hey, man, go out there and just swim. They're going to put the floaties on the dude just so they can kind of walk him into the series just so he can be healthy. But if Porzingis isn't playing, I would say, yeah, Dallas has a good shot. I'm here for it. It's nice that we have new blood, I should say, finally in the NBA Finals. There's no LeBron. There's no Steph Curry. There's no Kevin Durant. Am I missing somebody, Jack? There's no Jokic here. No Jimmy Butler. No Kawhi. Not that Kawhi does anything. It's nice to have new blood. We're going to have a first-time champion. Is it going to be Tatum and Brown? Is it going to be Kyrie? Is it going to be Luka? And I would be shocked as all hell if it's the Timberwolves. I don't expect it. I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody expects them to get past
Dallas Mavericks. We're going to find out sooner than later. The game gets underway in about 15 to 20 minutes from now. Dallas Mavericks up in Minnesota because they could not get the job done two nights ago. Now they got to do extra work. Sucks for them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of extra work, Caleb Williams is working real hard right now for the Chicago Bears. A lot of expectations for a team that, let's be real, they haven't had many. A lot of fans wanted to keep Justin Fields and not bring in Caleb. Well, that's done. Fields is in Pittsburgh. Caleb is numero uno. And not just the fans in Chicago. The whole entire country is going to find out more about Caleb Williams because the Chicago Bears have been selected to be this year's team represented on HBO's Hard Knocks. Get ready because it's going to be a hell of a ride. We're going to talk about this on the other side of the break. Scottie Scheffler, for whatever reason, I guess his officer, the guy who tried to arrest him or got ran over, got dragged. This police officer, he's looking for his own fame. Maybe he wants to be on Hard Knocks. We're going to talk about all these attention seekers on the other side of the break. If you seek attention and you want to call up, you can. The phone number is 855-212-4227. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. We're going to talk about the Bears and Scottie Scheffler some more on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That is 855-212-4227. You know, right before we went to break, I told you that we found out who is going to be highlighted on this year's NFL Hard Knocks on HBO. I was a little disappointed a couple of weeks ago when we learned that the New York Giants would be highlighted as they get ready to recognize their 100-year existence. Congratulations to the New York Giants. They basically followed them around the entire offseason and going into the draft and what have you. And whoop-de-doo. I'm saying to myself, this is the first time the Giants get followed around for Hard Knocks, and it's just like, it's the Giants. What's exciting about the Giants? Nothing. Daniel Jones is exciting. I could stare at a slice of wheat bread. I find that more exciting.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
And then listening to Daniel Jones, okay? You're going to follow around Kayvon Thibodeau for an entire couple of months? I think not. I'll pass on that one. But today, we got some good news. That's not the only Hard Knocks that we're going to get, and we know we get Hard Knocks in the season as well now. The Chicago Bears are going to be featured in Hard Knocks for the summer. And why the hell not? They got two top 10 picks that are on the team. Caleb Williams, big time, selected at number one overall. His new running mate, the wide receiver Rome Odunze, coming out of Washington. They just added Keenan Allen from out on the West Coast with the Chargers. DeAndre Swift, the running back, shout outs to a dog. He's there as well. Kevin Byard is a part of the squad, the safety. He's been all over the place. Over two places. They got a new offensive coordinator in Shane Waldron. Sign me up. I'm here for it. Caleb Williams is, let's be real, he's a lightning rod. This is a guy who last year at USC, he was crying in his mom's shoulders as he knew that his college career is done. This is someone who has a Heisman. This is someone who put derogatory messages on his fingernails. This is going to be one hell of a watch. And if you're the NFL, you want to highlight Caleb Williams. There are expectations for the Chicago Bears to be better. There are expectations for them to maybe get to that 9-win mark. And when you think about the weapons that they have, the answer is, or the statement should be, why the hell not? The only thing slowing them down is their division. It's going to be a competitive one. You think about the NFC North. We know who sits at the top right now. You got the Lions. We know the team that surprised the hell out of everybody last season, or earlier this year in the playoffs, was the Packers and Jordan Love. The Minnesota Vikings. Are we going to be shocked with what J.J. McCarthy brings to the table? Maybe we will be. But the Bears, the entire country is going to find out a whole hell of a lot more about Caleb Williams. And there's going to be some people that hate him. Hell, damn it, I think there's going to be more people that hate him than love him. And that's good, because the NFL, like any good entertainment, they need a villain. Everybody can't be the good guy. I mean, there's certain athletes that they're so squeaky clean, you hate them. People don't like, let's be real, people didn't like Tom Brady because all he did is win. Clean cut, good looking guy, tall, supermodel wife. All he did is win. People can't stand him. Think about a guy like Derek Jeter. Good looking, clean cut guy. All he did is win. People can't stand him. Steph Curry. I don't think people care. Doesn't bother anybody. Nobody cares. All he does is win, though. It got to the point where people are sick of him. He got a villain on his team. His name is Draymond. People can't stand him. Patrick Mahomes, all he does is win. I don't think he's reached the point of being ridiculously obnoxious. I don't think people care about him. But Caleb Williams, I think people are going to look for him to fail from day one. And we're going to get one hell of a story starting this summer. I expect it. It should be fun. I'll stay tuned on that one. Chicago Bears, Hard Knocks on HBO this summer. Should be a lot of fun to watch. And speaking of a lot of fun to watch, we talked about this yesterday. You can't make this stuff up. You know, we talked about Scottie Scheffler, how he kind of got off. You need a refresher. You need a reminder. Listen to this courtesy of ABC.
All charges against champion golfer Scottie Scheffler have been dropped. This was after he was arrested on his way to a major tournament. You'll remember that we talked about his case being back in the courtroom today, but just moments ago, prosecutors had filed a motion to dismiss. He had been charged with assaulting a police officer after trying to drive around the scene of a fatal crash just outside the PGA Championship 2 weeks ago. Scheffler called the whole thing a misunderstanding, and that the officer has since been disciplined by the Louisville Police Department for not turning on his body camera.
Let me tell you something. The charges were dropped, as you just heard yesterday. We talked about it. We also played and shared you audio from Scottie Scheffler after being detained. He was in the back seat of the patrol car. The other officer, not the one that he had the incident with, another officer was chatting it up with him about what took place. And Scottie Scheffler admitted He ignored the individual because he didn't think or know that he was an officer. He thought that he was just a security guy. And so I'm going to ignore this guy. And then the guy, officer, allegedly got hit and dragged a little bit and then knocked on his window to open up. And it was a big misunderstanding. Scotty Scheffler messed up and so did the officer. Everything's done, right? And one of the terms that they would drop the charges has been said that nobody would say anything in the legal space. Scotty Scheffler's not going to sue the department. The department is going to drop the charges and everybody just goes their merry way. But the other entity involved in this issue, why is he talking? The guy who had his body camera off, why does he have a statement out? The officer that was punished, Brian Gillis, is he looking for problems, issues, and smoke with his employer? It looks like it. He may get the boot completely. He might be dumber than Jorge Lopez because the police officer that got in trouble, Brian Gillis, he issued a statement to television in Louisville where he pretty much, I don't know if he wants his 5 minutes of fame or if he's just an idiot. He said, to be clear, I was drugged by the car. I went to the ground and I received visible injuries to my knees and wrists. I'm going to recover from it and it will be okay. This is the extent of my commentary on the incident. He continues on. The subject, Scotty Scheffler, refused to comply and accelerated forward, dragging me to the ground, damaging my uniform pants. Valued at approximately $80 beyond repair, they messed up his $80 pants. He said, yes, the department has us buying freaking $80 pants. To those concerned, they were indeed ruined. But Scotty, it's all good. I never would have guessed I'd have the most famous pair of pants in the country for a few weeks because of this. Take care and be safe. Come on, man. Come on. What are we doing? Like, do you need that much attention? Is this a joke? Is he trying to get fired from the police force in Louisville? Does he want to go on stage, on tour, and do stand-up? Like, what are we doing? Like, you already got punished by your bosses. Why are you putting out statements to television stations? Why are you doing this? You got in trouble. Were you making jokes about your $80 pants? I hope, and you never know. Is this sarcasm? Is he serious? Because realistically, I'm trying to say to myself, wait a minute. He's wishing Scotty Scheffler, you know, good luck at the end. This is my last statement. It just, the best statement would be to say nothing. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows what you look like. I don't know if he's making fun of himself by talking about his famous pants. Nobody cares about your pants. Just go away. It's really that simple. Everybody's looking for their 5 minutes. The next thing you know, he's going to continue on with the story because he's going to get punished again for releasing statements and making jokes. Let me remind you, this is a police officer who got in trouble because he did not have his body cam on and he embarrassed the force, which is why he got punished. And he's out here making jokes about it. This is like somebody's, kid at high school who does a prank, gets in trouble, and, you know, he's like, hey, I got in trouble, and now he makes another joke, and he gets in trouble again for not understanding the severity of the problems that he caused. I know this officer, what's his name, Brian Gillis? Yeah, we're talking about him now. Maybe that's what he wants. But let me tell you, it ain't for good reasons, and I'm sure you already heard about his little statement he put out to a television station. Just be quiet. Nobody cares. Stop riding Scotty Scheffler's wave. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. And speaking of shine and trying to grab attention, the Los Angeles Clippers looks like they're keeping their new head coach. They're paying him a hell of a lot of money. And then when it comes down to the Los Angeles Lakers, well, it just looks like they're going to do what LeBron wants them to do. I'll fill you in on what might take place in Los Angeles. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Western Conference Finals is underway. Here we are in Game 5. Dallas out to a quick start, 14-8. About 3.5 minutes have already gone by here in the game. We'll keep you up to date as long as I'm here on the airwaves. I got about an hour and change to hang out with you. Not the longest of times, but you got to make the most of what you got. And so right before we went to break, we talked about this, a couple of things. I told you that the Chicago Bears are going to be the latest summertime centerpiece for HBO's Hard Knocks, which is always a fun watch. You think about Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze and Keenan Allen and some of the other talent that they brought in. It should be an excellent watch. Now, having said that, I also told you about the officer who was reportedly injured in the Scotty Scheffler incident. For whatever reason, this officer thought it'd be a good idea to start, you know, putting out his own statements to television stations, you know, wishing Scotty Scheffler well, and also making jokes about his damaged $80 pants. I'm sure the commissioner didn't necessarily appreciate this. He got punished already. He got another punishment coming. But besides that, let's talk about some individuals who've been awarded. I know here we are in the Western Conference Finals, and we got Dallas and we have Minnesota. In Los Angeles, we got a couple of people that are getting ready to be rewarded. Well, one of them already has been. Let's start off with the man, the coach, the team that got eliminated by the Dallas Mavericks. That's the Clippers. And what's to celebrate there, right? Kawhi Leonard is hurt again. We talked to Joe Vardon from The Athletic last hour. No guarantee that Kawhi Leonard is going to be healthy enough to even suit up for Team USA basketball. Paul George, if he doesn't get an extension, he's likely going to be out the door. And then James Harden and Russell Westbrook, let's be real. What's so exciting about them? The answer is nothing. Nothing is exciting about them at this stage in their career. And then you also think about the Clippers. They're moving into this new Intuit Dome later on this year. No more Clippers in the Staples Center. No more Clippers the Crypto.com Arena. What a dumbass name. Wonder how long that'll last. Anyway, they don't got to share an arena with the Lakers no more. No more looking up at their banners and their championships. No more putting pictures and photos over the Lakers legends. Days are over. They got their own place. And so what do you want? Continuity. And what are the Clippers doing to maintain continuity despite their aging roster? They're keeping around Ty Lue. A 5-year, $70 million contract. Oh, yeah, this is one of the biggest contracts for a coach in the NBA. They don't typically publicize the contracts. It's been reported that Greg Popovich is making the most, and then you got Eric Spoelstra, and Ty Lue has jumped into the fray. And it was only when they were eliminated at the hand of the Dallas Mavericks that Ty Lue was asked about his contract in the future. And he said, oh, yeah, the Clippers, I ain't trying to jump around. I want to be here a long time.
It was reported today that the franchise is looking to sign you to a long-term extension. Do you expect here to be here long-term?
I hope so. You know, I hope so. Like, you know, I didn't come here to bounce around and, you know, go all over the place and, you know, Mr. Ballmer, you know, Lawrence, Mark, Trent, Gillian, they've all been great to me, you know, and this is where I want to be. And hopefully they feel the same way, you know. And so, haven't had a better experience, you know, since I've been here. Mr. Ballmer showed me a lot of different things that I wouldn't be privy to if I wasn't here, you know. And Lawrence being an ex-coach who actually knows the game, who actually can talk, you know, basketball, offense and defense, and understand the game. And so that's really good for me as well.
Yeah, he's talking about Lawrence Frank, who used to coach them. Lawrence Frank was the head coach of the New Jersey Nets when they went to the finals. Damn, I know, a long time ago. More than 20 years ago. Wow. What time flies. How the hell did we get here? Anyway, Ty Lue is going to make more money now as a head coach in the NBA than he did when he played. It's unfortunate, but if you want to think about the highlight of Ty Lue's basketball career, it involves Allen Iverson knocking down a three over him and then stepping over him, like as he laid on the floor. Not necessarily a highlight that anybody wants, but let's be real. Ty Lue was a backup point guard. He's going to make off like a bandit here in the NBA as a head coach. And he is getting paid for the work that he's put in. Let's remember, Ty Lue got his first coaching job and opportunity with the Cleveland Cavaliers and LeBron James. I wonder if Tyronn Lue is going to give LeBron James a cut, because David Blatt was the coach when LeBron James returned to Cleveland. Remember this? Nobody knew that LeBron was going to be back. They already had Blatt. He didn't like Blatt. They fired the guy. And you want to know who took over as an assistant? He was there already. It was Tyronn Lue. And he was able to then parlay that into winning a championship with LeBron James in 2016. He was then let go by the Cavs, not because he stunk, but because they stunk. He needs to be happy they let him go. He was hanging out again with Doc Rivers as a Clippers assistant. Then he became the Clippers coach when Doc Rivers was like, man, I can't work here, and he left. And then he went to the conference finals his first year with the Clippers right after the pandemic in 2021. Past two seasons, can't blame him. The Clippers suck. They always hurt. And this year they lost to Luka. Well, probably again because they're hurt. Can't trust them. And so I guess this is a little bit different than what you historically see in the NBA. You got a head coach who's sticking around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
While the star players are just, they get in the boot. You think Kawhi Leonard is going to win a championship in Los Angeles? Paul George might not even be around next year. James Harden is only on the Clippers because he felt that he can get a fat check. And Russell Westbrook? Come on, he's a bit player now. He's a bench player. He's playing on a minimum deal. Russell Westbrook, nobody's thinking about him right now. LeBron James, he went and played with him, and that was pretty much curtains for Russell Westbrook. Congratulations to Ty Lue. If there's going to be a consistent presence, if there's going to be a constant presence for the Clippers in the new Intuit Dome, it's going to be Ty Lue and all of those fancy toilets that Steve Ballmer is very excited that he has brought into the building. At least the Clippers got stability. Not none of them old players, though, which is nice. And Steve Ballmer got a lot of money. He's going to spend it. Congratulations to Tyronn Lue. $70 million contract. 5-year deal. Give LeBron a piece. And speaking of giving LeBron a piece, it's been reported that J.J. Redick, speaking of Los Angeles basketball teams, that it's almost a foregone conclusion that J.J. Redick is going to be the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. It's been reported that J.J. Redick is already kind of canvassing the league, thinking about who he can add to his staff. And I am here for it. Why? Not because I think it's going to work. Because I'm just here for all of the, let's just say, drama. The Los Angeles Lakers are like the Dallas Cowboys of the NBA. Always these high expectations that they're going to win, go out there and win. But from a management perspective, a star player perspective, there's always going to be a story, always going to be drama. The Lakers love stars. They need stars. Is it a Magic Johnson, a Kareem, a Wilt? Is it a Shaq? Is it a Magic? Is it a Kobe? Is it a LeBron? And the Dallas Cowboys, well, I mean, for the better part of now, almost what? 30-ish years, 35-ish years. Their biggest star is the owner and Jerry Jones. He brings the drama. He brought the drama from day one where he told Tom Landry, hey, bro, go ahead. Hit the bricks. You get in the boot. It doesn't matter if it's Jimmy Johnson. It don't matter who it is. He is always causing trouble. No different than today. He runs his franchise like it's the Hunger Games. And if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James, he got the franchise in the palm of his hand right now. So much so that J.J. Redick is getting ready to run the team. And J.J. Redick has the coaching experience of me. I didn't play in the NBA. He did. I didn't go to Duke. He did. That don't mean he's going to coach. I guess his best qualification is he's sitting around with LeBron James doing a podcast. How exciting. And now he's been able to parlay that into a job as a coach. If the Los Angeles Lakers wanted to be serious, and I guess they can't be serious, they are all in with LeBron James. Similarly, as to how the New York Jets are all in with Aaron Rodgers. Here are two stars at the end of their careers. The organizations have gone so far all in on them that they have to do whatever the hell they want or be screwed in the future. The New York Jets got an old Aaron Rodgers, and what did they get to show for it last year? Nothing. Pain and hurt. The Los Angeles Lakers, at least in the bubble season, the Lakers walked away with a title. They got something to show for it. They're so far deep in with LeBron. They don't hire a coach like Sam Cassell, someone who was an excellent NBA player, someone who was a championship NBA player, someone who has coached for years, someone who has a point guard, ain't take no mess, knew the game inside and out, wasn't the most athletic, but was one of the smartest. When the hell is Sam Cassell going to get his job? He should coach the Lakers, but the Los Angeles Lakers got to listen to their daddy. The Los Angeles Lakers got to listen to the billionaire. The Los Angeles Lakers, they just have to do whatever it is that LeBron James wants. It's going to be one hell of an offseason for the Lakers by the time we get to July. And J.J. Redick is the head coach. And Bronny James is on the bench. All hail King James. When you're LeBron, you do what you want. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of doing what you want, the Dallas Mavericks currently lead Minnesota 24-18. Is about 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. You want to know who's doing what they want? Luka Doncic. When we come back from break, I'm going to tell you what the hell he's been doing here against these Minnesota Timberwolves as they attempt to close them out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I give you an update on Dallas and Minnesota on the other side. We'll talk more about Jorge Lopez, whether or not he got screwed. We got a lot to do before we roll out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Instacart shopper thoughts.
How do they know exactly when this milk will expire? Does a milk sommelier take a sip and just like, no? Am I knocking on this melon to check its freshness or because I want to play the bongos? A little of both. Does bagging groceries teach you patience? Yes. Planning? Yep. How to build a cereal box fortress? You have no idea.
Download the Instacart app and we'll overthink shopping for you.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.